again.
Oh my god, hi!
What up?
I'm so excited!
Oh man, do we remember how to do this?
No. It's been months.
It has almost been well, okay, for one thing, happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary!
Guys, we started this a year ago.
Oh my god, can you believe it?
The fact that we haven't done this in person in almost exactly a year as well is so funny to me.
The fact that we haven't done an episode alone in, like, I think damn near 2 weeks now.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That too.
Yeah.
Can I just say, in our defense, scheduling has been a living hell for us.
Ear infection, work like...
Just all around nightmare.
So much happening. Because I talked about my ear infection last time, right?
I don't remember.
I mean, no one really, I don't need to rehash this.
I don't know, maybe.
My face isn't paralyzed anymore.
She's fine.
She's back
Well,
to,
she's getting there.
She's getting there. Still sometimes, but...
Yeah.
We're getting there. I'm back to just one job.
Yes.
Moulin Rouge closed, so...
Yep.
My schedule is finally cleared up.
More batch nights in the making.
Yes, finally.
But yeah, we just had...
Back
and my work schedule changes on the fucking
daily. Yeah, it was like...
So we haven't been able to actually, like, sit down and do this for a while. We couldn't even schedule a Zoom call like normal people.
It's been a scheduling nightmare this season.
It's so hard now that we don't work together anymore.
Well, yeah. I'm not on that side, same side of town as you anymore. So
I know,
like,
it sucks. Whenever I'm on the same side of town as you, I'm working.
I know. Or I'm not there, or you're there.
You're never fucking here.
Yeah.
My God.
I'm always just everywhere.
Anyways.
But we're back.
What a way to be back in person.
I know.
Because it is our 1 year anniversary of the Hockey Girls.
We started a year ago.
I know. I'm so proud of us.
Little babies.
Aww.
Now we're a year old.
If only they knew.
Oh, man. Yeah. How funny, though. Last year, All-Star Weekend. So it was
it was so
All-Star
sick.
Weekend. But we had gotten the shout out from...
oh my god. Biz Nasty.
Biz Nasty.
Love of my fucking
life. I almost
said
Bucci and I was like, wait, that wasn't the
band. That was later.
that was later. Oh, the way that I'm getting my timeline mixed up already. And now we're here a year later. And All-Star Weekend just passed. I didn't watch a single second of it.
I didn't either, but also I heard it was like a nightmare. We're going to get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, I heard it was so. What did you think of, and this is, we didn't even say we were going to talk about this.
Oh, hey.
What did you think of the jerseys?
I thought they were so fucking ugly.
Okay, thank you.
They're so tacky. They remind me of the jerseys in their own Florida way. You know what I mean?
But here's the funny thing. I didn't like last year's either.
I don't remember what last year's was.
They were just like the plain blue and like plain red.
Oh, like the little orange and the yeah. That was not descriptive, but I know what you're talking about now.
But I still see people wearing them at like Vegas Golden Knights games whenever I managed to make my way to one.
The one time
you
went to
the one time I had, yeah. I still see them and I'm like, they're just so plain.
They weren't it.
I mean.
They weren't it.
I don't know. I guess
can see how it's hard to design like a new one every year just because it's so general. That you can't really be all that specific.
I will say I appreciated the fact that they tried to tie in, like, obviously, like, Florida and, like, like
80s.
Yeah. They tried to do some tie-ins.
It was, like, an 80s beach vibe the entire weekend.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like they could have been done better. There were so many TikToks that I saw of people being like, I love them. And I was like,
no, they're not it.
It was giving cotton candy. I don't know.
It was giving Miami Vice.
Yeah.
That was the entire gag, probably.
Probably,
but...
yeah.
Well, you know, personally, I like the casino theme better.
I just wanted to bring that up because I was like, I didn't...
No, they were tacky.
But what I did, the one thing that I did like was the dunking game.
They
did like a... So, you know how like at a Harvest Festival or something, like when you used to be able to throw like a
You know you could
ball.
Just say a carnival.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm used to a Harvest Festival.
I know you are, you fucking weirdo.
When like your teachers would be like in the little dunk... thing and
a dunk tank.
Thank you.
That's, oh my god.
Fuck you.
Wow. Okay.
But they did that with this, but you had to hit the pucks and it had to hit the thing and then
yes.
the player would go in.
Oh, that's funny. I'll have to find the video. I didn't know they did that.
You didn't see I was seeing so many videos of that, it was actually really funny.
I really haven't. I didn't see anything about
I'll send you some.
I was also working the weekend that it happened, so I really wasn't able to pay much attention.
Yeah,
I saw like a highlight reel of Fastest Skater at the bar after the fact. And I already knew who won.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
The main people that I was seeing posts from are the typical, like, influencer, quote-unquote influencer types. So, like, Always Hockey, Hey Barber.
Yeah.
Which I love their videos, so mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yay.
Yeah. But that, I'll be
honest,
that
was really the only content that I kind of cared about.
I literally saw more mascot stuff, more mascot content than all-star content.
They really pushed that mascot
Which was really interesting.
I'm
going to try to get some tea about that.
Ooh. What does that mean?
What does that mean? I know one of the mascots.
True, but what do you mean? Like, you're going to try to get some tea on...
Just about, like, why?
Oh, like, why they were pushing it so
much? Yeah. Because I was like, they don't really do this. Mm.
No, but the content, I will say social media-wise, mascot content does well. I mean, look at...
It totally does.
Look at Gritty.
Oh, my
Gritty
God. Is disgusting.
Like the mascot of the NHL and now has taken, what's his name? Fucking name? Bowie under his wing?
The fucking
from
troll?
The Kraken? Yeah.
The fucking troll with an ass tat? Yeah.
So, but look, I mean, that content did really well, unfortunately.
It was just interesting.
Numbers and engagement-wise.
The fact that they also gave the New Jersey Devil mascot fake abs.
I think that's so
fake
funny.
Fake abs.
That was so funny.
Like, for what?
Made me laugh. Made me giggle.
I think I'm the one that sent it to you, and I was like, what the fuck?
You did. I saw it, and then I saw that you sent it to me, and I was like, oh. And then I giggled. I was like,
yeah. It was something else.
They gave them abs. That's so funny.
Wow.
Anyways, that, I mean, I kind of jumped ahead. That was our all-star
really
weekend
did.
Talk. I mean,
anyways,
there was more, but.
What was I going to say? Since we're already on it, fuck it. Nick Suzuki.
Yeah, poor guy.
Can someone check on him?
They don't have Chipotle in Montreal?
They don't have Chipotle, I think, in Canada.
No, I saw comments. People were
really?
Like, yes, we do.
Okay, in Montreal,
but,
no.
But I guess not in Montreal.
Okay, Gary Bettman flopped. Let's think about this. If you're going to give a prize, what was he, like MVP or something?
Of
like, his team?
Yeah.
Of division, whatever the fuck it was. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Sorry, Suzuki.
Sorry, I love you. Number one
time.
In our hearts.
Yeah.
But,
the prize was like
the prize was like year's worth of free Chipotle. It's like, bitch, if you're gonna give it to a house player, do you really want to do that kind of a prize without knowing if there is a Chipotle in every single NHL city?
Think
about it.
Well, and here's the other
thing. If there wasn't one in fucking like Dallas, like, would you still do that?
Well, think about this.
No.
Imagine if the prize was like a year's supply of Tim Hortons and like a
player, I would be so pissed.
I know. Like, a player from Vegas would be like, well, what the fuck? I can't do anything with that.
I would be like, so fucking mad. So, you know what? Suzuki, I feel for you. Thank you for that comparison, Carson, because I'm raging now.
I feel like he should have gotten a year's supply of Tim Hortons or something. But also, like, why are we giving multi-million-dollar athletes free food?
Because they eat way more than normal people, probably. Like,
why are we gifting them that?
I don't know. But you know what?
Of all things.
You know what he should do? Is Nick Suzuki should just, like, go to California because they made Trevor Zegras work at a Chipotle for a day.
True.
And serve people. And it was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So imagine Nick Suzuki,
funny.
Like, ordering Chipotle from Trevor Zegras.
From Trevor Zegras.
I just thought about that. And I was like, wow, what
That'd
a visual.
Anyways. Just, I mean, of all the prizes... Free food to a multi-million
free
dollar
Free food
athlete.
Would be dope. I don't
well,
care
yeah.
who you are.
But, like...
It's great.
A free, like, you know, I don't know. Like, a free year supply of stick tape. I don't fucking know. Like, something useful.
I love being a woman in sports.
I know.
Be like, what's the equivalent for an athlete? Stick tape.
I know. I'm like, what would he actually get use out of?
Chipotle?
Either.
Bitch, I would.
Not in Montreal.
You know who else would? Matt Barzell. That bitch eats Chipotle like every fucking day of his life.
Well, Nick Suzuki can't.
I know. So Gary Bettman, do better.
Tim Hortons or stick tape. Those are the options.
We don't make the rules. We
just
enforce them.
Oh,
I love
man.
How we've literally been together for like 5 minutes and we're already like on crack.
Hello, this happens every time.
Like, it hasn't been in person in so
in
long, but
while.
I'm like, oh, great, we're still just as crazy.
Oh, yeah, picking up right where we left off.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, do you hear anything different in my apartment?
I forgot that we were going to talk about this.
I'm so excited, so I'm going to talk about it.
Okay, guys, I literally had to...
excuse me, Aaron Logan, this is for you.
Yeah, shout out to Aaron Logan.
Listen up.
Somebody's fire alarm finally has full battery.
Yeah, let's go. I changed my fire alarm battery for the first time in, like, honest to God, months.
Everyone, let's give a round of applause to good old Avery
oh
Wolf.
Thank you.
For finally changing her battery.
I'd like to thank my fans and Aaron Logan. And
specifically
just for you.
And and this was not taken out of the hockey girl's wages.
No, this was taken out of my fucking paycheck.
And your time and energy.
Oh God. So it was emotional. I was like sweating when I did it.
Bro, when I tell you, like, that was months.
It was months
of your fire alarm just constantly. How did you sleep?
Well, if you're around it long enough, you don't hear it.
Okay. You know what's funny about that is I also fell asleep while our fire alarm at my house was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate, Ricky, comes home and he's like, how did you fall asleep in that? I would not have been. He's a really light sleeper. And I was like, Ricky, I just did. Like, I just did it.
It's just one of those things.
And then he literally was like, no, Carson, we're changing this right now. And that day.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. That day.
Oh, my God. He's like a whole ass grown up.
He was not about to sleep and try to sleep with that. And literally, took us maybe 10 minutes to get that change. It took us a little bit of, like, our fire alarm went off and, like, we were struggling.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and that's what I was scared of because I live alone and I don't know how the fuck to turn that off.
Well, so the problem was.
I have, like, PTSD from when my fire alarm in New York
went off.
Because it had a voice. Like, it was a voice saying low battery. Yeah. And, like, when it went off, it was a voice ours saying fire.
Yeah. Oh.
Gotcha. And it was scary. So mine was just a beep.
Oh, ours would just say low battery.
Oh, no.
It actually scared the shit out of me because I came home.
Because it's horrifying. Yeah. It's so fucking scary.
I thought someone was in the house. I almost.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I literally was, like, on FaceTime. This is the story I was going to tell you. I was on FaceTime with my cousin, like, a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And she noticed?
No, not even. Their dog started, like, going crazy a little bit.
Oh, because so they put, of your fire alarm?
But they didn't realize it was mine. They thought it was in their house. They're like, oh, shit. You know, we got to go fix this. Which one is it? All this. Put Layla outside. And once Layla was outside, they heard it again. And they're like, wait, that's not us. And I was like, what? Because obviously I wasn't fucking hearing it. I'm paying attention. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me? Our dog was just losing her shit because your fire alarm battery is dead.
Oh, my God.
Over FaceTime. So my other cousin gets in the phone, and he was like, if you don't change your fucking battery.
Thank God for your cousins.
He literally was like,
it's been months.
Literally, he was like, open the cover. I will tell you exactly what kind of battery it takes because I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. But all you have to do is just pop it back out, make sure you know which way it goes. And all this, just put headphones on in case it goes off. And I was like, oh my God, what if it goes off? He was like, then you hit the fucking button and it turns off.
Well, that was the thing that Ricky and I learned because we hit the test button.
Oh,
so
no.
It went through all the alarms.
Oh.
It went through like the carbon monoxide one. It went through a whole series of alarms.
Nightmare fuel.
And we both were like, so it's changed? So we did it.
And then we
put the cover back on, and then we heard it beep again, and we were like, oh, fuck no. So we pull the chair back out. This is the one that's, like, at the top of our stairs. So we're
oh, no. So it's, like, right outside of both y'all's rooms.
Both of our rooms,
oh,
yeah.
God, Ricky would never.
Oh, no, he was.
That explains it now. I thought you meant, like, a downstairs one.
Oh, no. And even that, he's a really light sleeper, so he would have lost it.
Thank God he never came over here.
Literally. So we're going through all that. We hit the test button a second time by accident after we had changed the batteries. And then we got everything back on. And then finally we were like, is it silent? And then 10 minutes went by and we were like, okay, I think we're good.
Literally,
we're
like, that's both, how like, I breathed. Was. That's how I so was. Funny. I had my mom on the phone too. I was like, Cindy, just in case I need emotional support, okay? Because I don't know what to do if it starts yelling at me with a fucking voice like the one in New York did. Because in New York, it was the middle of the night and I had to call my super down because I couldn't get the cover completely closed again.
Oh, yeah.
And so he had to come down in the middle of the night and do it for me. Yeah. So like, I'm like, I'm not touching that shit.
I cannot wait until Aaron Logan hears this and he's just like, you guys are fucking idiots.
Like, who let Avery live alone? I don't know.
And he's like, you guys spent more than like 5 minutes just changing your fucking batteries. Like, really?
Listen, I'm a lady and I can only do one thing at a time. Damn it.
I can't wait. But anyways, round of applause because it's finally nice and quiet in here.
It's hilarious because at first you thought you weren't hearing things.
No, yeah. Okay, so.
So this bitch has a perforated eardrum.
Yeah, my eardrum burst thanks to that lovely ear infection that I had for the entire month of January. So I technically did dry January because I was on antibiotics for 3 fucking weeks.
Wait, I was like, no, the one night we went out was not dry January.
What night did we go out?
It was sometime in January.
When?
It was after New Year's. We went to XS. It was after New Year's.
I don't remember that.
Are you sure? Oh! Oh! I wouldn't be surprised if you did it.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I forgot that that was January.
I know, it was January. Okay.
That was
right after all hell broke loose. Yeah.
Right after that was when I had
got it. So I was like, it wasn't all dry. Let's be honest. Okay. That was a night.
The first week was wet. Okay.
Don't say it like that.
Every week after that was dry.
Oh my goodness.
Am I wrong?
It was so crazy. Oh shit.
I mean, it rained like the first week of January was what it was. So, but yeah,
moral of the story.
Anyways, yeah, my eardrum is perforated. So I thought that I was just not hearing things. Because, mm-hmm. you know, like, really, this whole time I thought I was hearing things, that your fire alarm was still going off.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now this time it's the reverse. I thought that I wasn't hearing things because my eardrum is burst.
I love this. I'm like, ooh, how can I make this of a game every time you come over?
Before we started recording, I was like, hey, Avery, I don't want to jinx us, but is your fire alarm fixed? And she goes, yes! So,
round of applause. I'm so proud.
And I'm proud for you, of you, happy for you.
Aaron Logan, you better be proud of me.
Oh, I know. He's cheering us on.
I can't wait to get a text being just like, you're a fucking idiot.
You're idiots. Oh, man.
Shout out.
So, yeah, that's what's up with our lives.
Oh, my gosh. Our life's been so crazy.
So, we have not talked about... like anything in relation to the NHL since like the middle of January.
God, it's been so long.
So like TBT to that whole Ivan Pride Night Flyers thing.
Yes.
Quite a bit happened after that.
We gave our 2 cents on that, and I do stand by what I said. I believe you stand by what you said.
Yeah. Do I think I could have phrased things better? Sure. But
also the same goes for fucking like everybody.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
But that's not the end of this drama, because now things are going on.
Yeah, quite a few other teams have had their Pride Nights since, and there's been quite some controversy.
There's been some tea. So it started with, a little over a week after the Flyers Pride Night incident.
The Rangers.
The New York Rangers were having their Pride Night.
And apparently...
heavily advertised.
Granted, every theme night is heavily advertised. So, like,
but
this makes sense.
I want to go on the record and say not every theme night has a special jersey. Especially.
9 times out of 10, though.
Nine times out of 10, they do. But there are times that they don't.
Yeah.
And that's totally fair. Like,
lately, I haven't seen a theme night, though, that doesn't have a jersey. Until this happened.
But this is also not the only time that this has happened.
Right.
So in the past years on record for Pride Nights,
excuse me,
for the Rangers, there have been themed jerseys and they've been auctioned off.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Knights do this too. I mean, tons of other teams do this.
Tons of other teams do this.
Pretty much, I think every team does this. Yeah.
Well, basically, MSG was lit up with rainbow lights outside. They had a Pride Night food item of the game.
Yeah, it was like ice cream, wasn't
it? It was Big Gay Ice Cream.
I love that.
It's so, honestly, well, it's really good.
Yeah. And all the fans, when they walked in, got fanny packs.
They got fanny packs.
Pride Night fanny packs.
You could buy Pride Night merch. Like, it was all there. And all of a sudden...
You know me in a fanny pack. Like, I love a fucking fanny pack. I don't know why. They're so tacky, but, like, I love them. I would have loved a free fanny
pack. I've recently gotten on the fanny pack train.
As you should.
Not in the same way. It's definitely been more of, like, a Lulu belt bag kind of way.
Ugh, bougie bitch.
Shut up. Mine's yellow. Shut the fuck up.
It is. It's right over there.
It is super cute.
Yeah.
And then I have a fuzzy one in the closet, so you chill.
Listen, I have a Magic Mike fanny pack. Okay.
I know. It's really cute. And then you have a Rockettes one that I got you.
Anyways, love I would have liked a Pride Night one. I think that would have been cool.
It would have been great. Besides, probably online on like eBay and shit.
Probably.
But
this is all to say, Rangers and MSG still kept to the Pride Night theme.
They did, 1,000%. The only thing missing that people seem to obviously draw attention to, when the Rangers took the ice for warm-ups, there was no Pride Night theme jersey.
Or
which
stick
has apparently been advertised in an email sent to fans. Which I've not seen. Someone posted screenshots of it. I've not seen this email.
Yeah.
I don't know what exactly was advertised. For all we know, it could have been worded wrong. Like, we don't know.
Very true. I'll probably look for the screenshot the email after we're done recording. But, like, just knowing what I've seen from, like, Vegas Golden Knights newsletters and whatnot, and when they advertise that, they typically do say, like, oh, and there's going to be, like, jerseys that are up for auction. The warm-up jerseys will be up for auction.
They also say it on Twitter, day of.
Yeah, or day of.
So we tend to see it if we're going to Golden Knights theme events.
Yeah.
So, but the Rangers
hit the ice. Don't forget, and the sticks were going to be taped, too.
So they were going to use rainbow stick tape, and that did not happen.
Yeah.
Instead, the Rangers came out in what I believe is their retro jersey.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a retro.
It was a retro jersey. So it was not a regular home jersey, and everyone kind of was up in arms about the Rangers not supporting Pride Night, which that is not what this is. And I think we need to make that very clear.
Yeah. I think the timing of it, given the Flyers Pride Night controversy, was really bad. And I think a lot of people are seeing this as like, oh, they took
offense to it.
Yeah.
They really did. It's like they were looking for something to be mad about. And especially,
They were looking
to stay mad. They were looking for an issue.
Because they were already mad about the Flyers. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, now we see this. And
don't want to let it go.
Yeah. I'm assuming that people just thought, like, oh, they didn't wear the jerseys. So obviously they're in support of Ivan and the Flyers and their whole stance on this, when that was a whole different issue.
Someone literally I saw on Twitter, I think it was yesterday, was saying, like, the Flyers and now the Rangers organization make clear that this behavior is okay. And it's like, that's not what this is.
Yeah.
And this behavior that you're talking about is also, in this manner, harmless. One person opting out of a Pride night does not hurt anybody.
No, it really doesn't.
Not having Pride jerseys, but having everything else Pride night themed as well, that does also not hurt anybody.
Here was the other thing that I found interesting when we were talking about this, when this all, like, had just happened.
Yeah.
I read the article that was explaining everything, and Rangers organization made a hefty donation to a lot of, like, LGBTQ, like, foundations and charities and whatnot. So I was like, how are people not getting that point? They're like, oh, I can't spend hundreds and God knows how much money on a warm-up jersey on an auction that I'm probably not even going to get the jersey.
Yeah.
Because someone else will buy me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're upset about that, but they're not seeing the fact that, like, Rangers are literally supporting the community with, like, literally putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah. It could have even, as simple as it is, it could have genuinely been a matter of, like, they did not get these jerseys in time. They did not, like, they came out wrong. Something literally could have happened to where they just didn't have the jerseys and, oh, well, retro jerseys.
Yeah.
Like, people are definitely reading way too much into it, is my take.
Or, like you said,
they're looking for a problem.
Or, like you said, too, it could have been a calendar mix-up, and they were like, oh, like, Pride Night's next week. We're wearing our retro jerseys tonight. Or something like that.
And, see, now reading what I just read before we started recording about how they had the rainbow lights on MSG outside, they had the food item, they had the merch, everything. It was definitely a Pride Night.
Yeah.
That part was not a mix-up, per se.
The jersey part of it, though.
The jersey part of it very well could have been, and that's really not anyone's fault.
Or like we said, there could have been an error, the jerseys maybe didn't arrive in time. Like, there's so many things, which granted, like, do I really think that that's, like,
the thing?
What happened? Not really. No, I mean, probably not, because I can't imagine that.
It's also not our business.
Yeah, I was like, it's also a jersey.
It happened. It's in the past. People are still talking about this weeks later because they're looking for something to be upset about.
Yeah.
And to cause problems. And this entire, not having a Pride jersey is harmless.
And it's not the end of the world.
It's not.
It also
does not. You're not going to buy it. Sorry. Tough shit.
It does not prove or disprove any support or lack thereof.
No,
it
doesn't.
Community. It really doesn't. But
that's what people are trying to pin it on, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But the most interesting part is that literally the next day or 2 days later, Carolina Hurricanes had their own Pride night, and they didn't have Pride jerseys either.
But that's
not being talked about.
Only some of them had
rainbow tape sticks, and that seemed to be a personal choice of, if you want to do it, do it. If not, doesn't matter. But everything else was still their themed Pride night. They just did not have jerseys.
I honestly...
It's not the end of the world.
And you know what? Maybe there isn't truth to the fact that this all did happen in the aftermath of the Flyers Pride Night, maybe, and hear me out for a second, maybe teams are just realizing we can't force, the organization can't force beliefs on players. If they don't want to wear something, then they shouldn't have to. Shouldn't have to sacrifice
their personal beliefs
just to play hockey.
Exactly.
They shouldn't have to.
Exactly. And I think.
And I'm not saying that they're right or wrong.
No.
If their personal belief is to be against the LGBTQ plus community, then I'm not trying to say that they're right or wrong in that.
Mm-mm.
But forcing a player, like, it'd be like we already talked about last time, forcing a player to wear a military appreciation jersey when they're not from the U.S. and they don't have an appreciation for the U.S. military, like, that would be silly.
It falls, when we put it in this kind of comparison of, like, okay, these players technically are being forced to wear these things. And if they don't agree with it, they feel like they can't say it.
Right.
That's at least, it's opening up the door for that conversation, which nobody wants to have.
No one has wanted to have this conversation since all of cancel culture has happened.
Oh, because God.
In this day and age, if you disagree with someone, you're condemned.
It
is the end of the world.
There's no forgiveness. There's no grace. There's no mercy.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And that, but
that's fucked up.
I think. Exactly. And I think with all of this happening, it's kind of opening that door back up to, like, no, we can disagree and I can still play hockey. I can still do my job.
Exactly.
I can still have my own personal beliefs because that's why I'm in the U.S. and mm-hmm. I have my personal freedoms.
Yeah.
And I can still do my job.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have this separation of athlete and politics and sports and politics.
Yeah.
We can have this separation.
Exactly. Like,
that was the whole point that you and I were talking about last time.
It's so true. It's so true. And, like, even thinking about it now, it's like the entertainment group that I work with at the moment, it's mm-hmm. like, do you know how many people on that team that I differ with
politically, religiously?
And so much,
like, we said that at the same time.
But, like, it's true. You know where I'm going with this. Like, I do. And there's several of them that
and you don't
we all know that.
And you don't get into it because
we
it's
don't get
work,
into it.
And you just do the
it's
job.
It's work. And even then, it's like, I'm still a decent person. Like, we're one girl and I in particular, like, we have very different set of beliefs. We're still really great friends.
Hello, Ricky, my roommate.
Hello.
I literally live with the bitch.
Yeah.
And, like, we are.
I hung out with him yesterday.
Sisters.
Yeah.
Quite literally. And, like, but there are things even then that, like, Ricky and I disagree on. But we have really good conversations about it when we do. And we come to a point where it's like, oh, hey, like, we kind of disagree.
Yeah.
But, like, that's okay. Like, I respect your opinion. You respect mine. Like,
mm-hmm.
slay. Go on. Like.
You would. God. But it's
like,
just like
that's
I'm,
that. But
yeah.
that's all it needs to be.
You're,
like,
still able to be friends. We're still able to be friends. I'm still able to work with the people that I do, even if we do have these different beliefs. Like,
we're
still able to work as a team.
Yeah. The whole idea that, like, if you disagree with me, then, like, you're cut off or, like, you're just the worst person. Like, and you're.
I think it's crap.
How
we're
going to
cut
you?
Someone off,
like,
for anything. Let it be something that actually fucking matters.
Yeah.
Let it be something actually personal.
Literally.
Like, if someone comes for me.
Vile.
Exactly. Like, if someone comes for me or their behavior is, like, really shitty, like, actually towards you, fine. Cut them off. Go for it. Something like this, it's like they're still working. They're allowed to have their own opinions.
Exactly.
Whether they're yours or not.
So who knows?
Love life.
Exactly.
I love these conversations.
I wish that I, like, knew behind the scenes, like, what happened with the Pride Night
but
for
also
Rangers.
It's not our business.
But also, it's not my business. And if they just didn't have jerseys, then, like,
then they didn't have jerseys.
It does suck. If it is true, like, in this email that they were advertising that there would be jerseys and they would be for auction or they would be for sale mm-hmm. or whatever, if they were advertising that does suck. But, like, it's not the end of the world, and it isn't
literally
something
not.
To get upset about.
No.
If I were to go to a Golden Knights game, and half the time I never realize when it's a theme night anyway, so
honestly,
I show up, and I'm like, oh, they're wearing cool jerseys. That's
I went
awesome.
To one, and I totally
and, like,
forgot.
I forget, but, like.
Some of, like, my own. I didn't even realize, like, one of the next games that I'm working is apparently a theme game,
theme
and I didn't realize it, and I was like, oh, fun, okay, cool.
And
like, I don't, like, I'm, that makes me sound like such a bad employee, but we're just that busy, but.
I mean, I'm sure that some people, like, hold on to those theme nights, like, with a white
knuckled
grip, but, like.
And good for you.
Yeah.
Like, there was
great.
A theme night that I worked earlier this year that I have a very, very strong connection to now.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, in just a personal way.
Yeah.
And you know what? if someone doesn't want, if they didn't have jerseys from that game, like,
I wouldn't have cried about
fine.
It.
That's fine.
I wouldn't have cried about it.
It was like, fine. That's literally not the end of the world.
It's not.
There are so much more important things.
And here's the other thing. It's an overpriced jersey.
Yes.
That some man just sweat his balls off in. Like, get over it. Anyways,
love that for us.
To take that on a funny note and segue into something better. But like just end of the story is just like, get over yourselves.
Yeah.
Come on. Like,
wow. It's just like, people are so concerned with like the little things. And in retrospect, it's really not that big of a deal.
No, just.
And I know how that makes me sound like I don't care. Sure. But it's just like, dude, you know how much other shit we're dealing with on our day-to-day? It, like, come on. Least of your fucking worries.
Surface level first world problem.
Exactly.
Privileged problem.
It is.
Sorry.
And like, listen, I'll admit it too.
I'll call it what it is. Privileged.
It is. It's like, you know, saying, I want this kind of jersey. Oh, well, they don't have it in my size. Like, oh, fuck. Well, I can't buy it. Like, oh, it's too expensive. I can't buy it. But I really want it. I'm so mad this person has this jersey and I don't. It's like, that's a fucking privilege problem, like, and I know it. I will gladly admit it. That is 1,000% my own problem.
Yeah.
It does not matter.
You got,
I know that.
Yeah. There's just, you gotta pick your battles.
Exactly. And people are picking some really fucking dumb ones.
This is a really,
people like, are picking some really fucking dumb ones.
This is the hill you're gonna die on? Okay.
Dude.
I don't know.
of all things.
Oh, man.
It's so great.
Anyways. In other news, I don't know. I do find it funny though that the hurricanes.
Pride but Night no one talked
and
about
no
that.
No one said anything.
Fucking idiots! Are you kidding me?
And is it because it's a southern state? I don't understand. Like,
no.
Were we just expecting that from the south?
Hey, like, I'm offended. You
no,
shut up.
But okay, am I wrong though? Like, people would have expected that from like Texas or like.
I don't know actually, because like, I'm from Mississippi. There's.
No, and I'm not saying this to be like against the South. Like, suddenly I'm a Yankee.
You fucking Yankee. Yeah.
I'm just saying,
that's
like,
my favorite insult.
I know. But like, if I were an outsider, I probably would be more, I would be more shocked by like, oh wow, New York didn't do a Pride Night thing, which they did.
They did.
Like, I'd be like, oh, New York didn't do a Pride Night thing, but oh, Carolina, yeah, that's expected.
That's so stupid to me.
Like,
no, that's insanely stupid
to me.
Just personally, like, that one of the
fact that no one was talking about it. I'm
no,
like, were we expecting
it's true,
that?
But also,
them?
It's like,
what?
That's really fucked up if they weren't expecting that, just because it's like.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm totally pulling that out of my ass.
Literally,
like,
the county. That,
I just
like,
think that would be funny.
The county that, like, we're from down in Mississippi. Like, do you know how many people down there are part of the community? Like, it's a fuck ton.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot. Like, I don't mean to sound dramatic or, like, really stupid, but, like, it's true.
Yeah.
Like, they're still there, I promise you.
If we're gonna talk about one team not doing it, we should maybe talk about the other ones. And
exactly. Why are we picking and choosing?
Right. Right.
If you're gonna choose that battle, you go hard.
Literally. I'm like,
you go all the way. You don't half-ass it.
Uh-uh. And they did. They half-assed it.
They half-assed it.
It's the fact that people
it's
are
just
still...
like, honestly, I can't even respect that. Like, if you're not gonna full-ass it,
no, exactly.
Why bother?
Exactly.
If you're going to do something, if you're going to argue something,
you
argue with your
full
ass.
You do it with your full booty. full ass. Thank you. We don't have ass here. Thank you very fucking much.
We don't have ass shit.
Uh-uh. Man. Okay, well, in other news. Because...
Can you tell we're, like, much more dynamic in person again?
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Missed it.
There's no lag from the fucking video.
From the Zoom. We're not
talking over each other and trying to figure out what we said.
We still are talking over each other, but it's not, like, cutting each other off.
This is definitely more
audio.
Acceptable.
Yeah. More acceptable forms of interrupting each other.
that'll never go away with
no.
us. Ever.
Never. Okay, so I want to hear about Mark Messier's book.
Oh my god.
You just finished it. And
I did.
Yeah.
It took me a long time, just because I also
did.
Read a fuck ton of
but
other
that's
books.
Okay.
I read like 4 books at the same time at all times, because I'm crazy.
Same. I do too.
It's just, that's just how it is. So.
But it was good.
It was on.
Girl, I thought that was a spider. Her charger just fell behind her, and I honestly almost just shit myself. I thought that was a spider.
I didn't know what it was, but I'm so sorry. Real quick backstory. I heard the noise. I didn't see anything. I heard the noise, and I physically just jumped.
Yeah, I saw, which is why I still thought it was a spider. I thought it was a bug.
Oh, my God.
I almost just peed my pants on your couch.
I just freaked out, too, because speaking of books, I'm literally reading The Shining right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally had to put the book in the freezer. Because it scares me. And you know what? The logic is airtight.
Yeah.
Scary things can't come out of the freezer. And I will die on that hill.
If you haven't watched Friends and you don't understand that, then you should.
You're crazy.
Then you need to get back on that.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, tell me
about... But anyways, that's why I jumped so fucking hard. Speaking of books. Because I was like, oh, fuck. This is why we put books in the freezer.
Close the book.
For fuck's sake.
Ricky has some logic. Ricky doesn't understand horror books. He says, close it. Just walk away. Just close the book. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But Mark Messier's book was not a horror, I imagine.
No, but do you want to hear something, the most random thing I read in that book?
Oh, God. Was it what you said earlier?
Probably.
Okay, go ahead.
I found out that Mark Messier went on a date with Madonna.
Oh, no, that is not what you said earlier. Okay, never mind.
What did I say earlier?
Something about him snorting drugs.
Oh. Yeah, but that's like a thing.
Okay.
Well, you'll read about it. Or you'll listen about it.
Madonna's
whatever.
Coming to Vegas.
Or yeah, I don't really care.
But same. But he went on a date with her?
Yeah, apparently they went on a date. Well, he played for the Rangers. And that's how I found out. There was only the one sentence that mentioned it. And that was it. And I was like, well, damn.
He didn't talk about the date?
Nope.
Damn.
I know. Good. Man, fuck Madonna. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, good job, Mark Messier. I mean, you pulled Madonna.
Boy pulls.
Yeah. Boy pulls. Damn.
That's awesome.
Shit.
But he goes through his entire career, literally, like starting from when he was a teenager. His dad was like his coach and his brother played too. And it's just like insane talking about his family dynamic.
Yeah.
And then how he got to the Oilers and just how massive that was. Because when he was on the Oilers, it was with Wayne Gretzky.
Mm.
And then he has a whole chapter dedicated to like the trade.
Yeah.
When Gretzky was traded, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the journey to each of his cups he talks about. But literally the way he does it is he's like, you need to make sure that everyone is part of this team. No one is just trying to go over the top. No one can be, slacking.
Yeah. It's you not all one have person to be, carrying the team.
It's not one person
as
carrying the team.
As much as we joke about, like, oh, so-and-so's carrying the team this season. But
it's
like,
not about that. And I love that he makes a point to talk about that, because he even goes out of his way to say on one of their cup runs he tried to do that and tried to literally overexert himself to try and pull through. He burnt out, but also it just wasn't producing.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. And then he talked about too this whole brain study of like exuding calm in stressful situations, and how I'm probably totally phrasing this wrong,
but it's interesting, exuding calm,
like, and you can see it in like a brain scan. He talked about like looking at a brain scan in this whole study and how it affects the people around you. And that's how they got, like, the Rangers got their last cup, is because he had this whole attitude of like, we all need to go out there and we all need to be calm. We're just playing hockey.
Nice.
And it was super, super cool.
Mind games. I love that.
But, like, not even. It's just, like, dude.
Strategy. And just actually, like...
It's just, like, dude, we're playing hockey. Like, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Play the game. Yeah. And it was super amazing. One of the stories... I'm all over the place with this, just because it's so much to digest.
I remember when... I'm pretty sure I talked about Sidney Crosby's audiobook on here. I was all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a lot to digest, for sure. Especially when it's this man's entire career.
Yeah, it was like the Crosby one was only like 10 chapters, maybe. And this is like... I'm looking at your copy, six cups? Yeah, I was like, I'm looking at your copy right now, and it's actually like a novel.
It's thick.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite little tidbits in there is showing this is just how good of a guy he is, because he does not believe in hazing.
Hazing
is stupid.
Fuck hazing.
But there, you know, tends to be this whole rookie mentality of like, the rookies get it hard. They get all the grunt work. They get to be taped up to a wall and like bullied and whatever because they're part of the team now. That's not productive. And he's never seen it that way. And he talks about how there's this one player who I cannot recall his name right now.
Well, and I've just never understood how that builds camaraderie.
Like, it doesn't. I think it's fucking stupid.
How does that make someone feel comfortable?
It breeds fear.
Yeah. Anyways, keep going.
No, it's true. But there was... I want to say he was on the Rangers at the time, but I cannot remember for sure. I finished this a few weeks ago, and it's kind of a blur. Yeah. But I'll go back and double check. I want to say it was a player on the Rangers, but I feel like that's wrong.
But they were a rookie?
They were a rookie. He got the call-up, never played in the NHL. He wasn't even the strongest guy on the minors. Like, he just had the most heart, and he pulled his weight, and he worked really fucking hard. He walked into the locker room to meet the rest of the team for the first time in a sweater and khaki pants. Now, you know hockey has a dress code. You have to show up looking like you're going to a business meeting. Full suit, you dress up, you show up, you're professional. And Marc Messier says he was like, I don't know if this guy just didn't have any of that or he didn't get the memo or whatever. But showed up in a sweater and khaki pants, happy as could fucking be, introduced himself to everybody. Super excited. He was supposed to play his first NHL game the very next day. And, oh my God, I literally, like, I'm tearing up right now because this literally made me so emotional. I sent it to another friend and I was like, dude, holy shit. In a good way.
Okay, yeah. I was like, wait, I don't know.
No, in a good way. Because this is probably the best intro to the NHL that this kid could have had.
Okay.
Is that the very next day, for morning skate before the game, the kid showed up to a brand new Hugo Boss suit, custom made in his locker that Messier got him. And he didn't even tell him, just kind of like put it there.
Oh my God.
Took care of it, put it there. And the guys, he quoted in the book, the guy said, I've never even heard of Hugo Boss. And then he played his first NHL game that night.
Aww.
Like, imagine that's your first intro to the NHL, is being on a team with that kind of guy. Yeah. That's exactly who Messier was. And, like, reading that in this book and experiencing it is insane. That's I have goosebumps right now just because I was like, that whole story was, like,
so emotional.
So
nervous with how it started. Please tell me they didn't tease him.
No, but that's how he... Well, of course they're going to give him a few
I'm sure they probably
ripped
him, yeah, but...
Of course, because they have to. But, like, it's no use in straight up bullying the guy. Yeah. He's not going to trust his teammates.
I know. I've never...
And I've never really thought about anything like that until he sat down and explained it in this whole chapter. And I was like, that had to be so fucking memorable because this rookie...
Did he say who it was?
He did. I just can't remember the name right now. Gotcha. I'll post about it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it was definitely emotional.
Because I'm curious who it was.
The guy went on to have, like, a fucking 10-year, I believe, NHL career. 10 years.
Wow.
10 years? 10? 11?
And what a way to start.
Exactly.
With a free suit.
Not even free. It's just the fact that, like, Messi didn't have to do that.
Yeah, like...
He didn't have to do that. He could have let the kid just, you know, take it.
Yeah.
And the kid wasn't the most talented player. He just, like, he wanted to be there that bad. And he knew how much it meant.
And he worked
his ass off. And Messier, just, he admired that. And he respected it, I think. But reading about that, literally, just, like, oh, my God, my heart melted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was amazing.
I put it on my to-read list, which, unfortunately, is very long.
Are you kidding me? Look at my shelf. Yeah, mine is long.
Yeah. But I do want to read it because I am very intrigued.
He also does go on to talk about once he got traded back to New York the second time, the experience with 9/11.
Oh,
because 9/11 happened the morning that they were supposed to start their training camp.
Whoa.
And I believe a rookie was on his way to Good Morning America. He had just been flying. He was either living with Messier or was just, like, on the phone with him or something. He walks up to GMA to interview that morning. And I believe he said it was, like, Kelly Ripa. I know that sounds wrong. I don't know if she was ever on the fucking show, but someone.
She might have been, though.
She might have been at that time.
Anyways.
Someone. The host came outside in tears, screaming, because this just all happened.
Literally breaking news.
And then, like, 5 days later, several guys from the team were down there at Ground Zero giving food, helping, meeting the families. And it was, like... Him recounting firsthand his experience with all this was just insane.
Yeah.
He knew someone that was on one of the planes.
Oh, wow.
And talks about that. And it was a guy who had helped him out way earlier in his career.
Jeez.
It's...
That's some heavy shit.
It's very heavy, but it's also, it's very real because that's New York. Yeah. And I think that's why I love how he put that in here.
Yeah.
Because, like, you live in New York long enough, like, I never really understood it, and then I lived there.
Several years.
And you feel that energy every fucking year, whether I was there for it or not.
Yeah.
That doesn't change. Mm-mm. But it's also, it's like, how unified New York is. You realize it once you're there.
Yeah.
And it really, really, he goes out of his way to highlight that.
Even just the two times that I visited you, I mean, that first, in New York, that first time when we went to the...
We went to the museum.
Yeah, and from an outsider, like, that energy just around 9/11 is so palpable.
It is. It's heavy. It's hard.
So, I mean, that makes sense that he would put it in there, because that's part of his
story. And one of the last things he talks about, because I believe it was the year before he retired that it happened. Okay. Could be wrong.
Somewhere around that time.
Timeline is iffy, but... he got injured later that season and finally had to have his surgery, which was, like, his first major surgery, which is crazy, but it was that season. But, like, beginning of that season, they honored first responders in a home game, and they had first responders out on the ice, and a fireman came up to him, I believe, and handed him his friend's helmet, a friend who was killed in the rescue from 9/11. And there's one of the most famous pictures of Messier wearing that helmet on the ice, and he wore it during the, I believe it was the anthem.
Wow.
While all this was going on, he was like, I will never fucking forget that guy. I will never forget the name. Like, it was, it's just, like, it's insane.
Yeah.
It is so chilling.
What a great, like, book.
Oh, my God. I'm sure
there's a ton more in
there. There's so much more, and it's hard for me to recount exact details, because...
Obviously,
it's not my life. I didn't do it, but also, it's so much.
Yeah.
Dude's lived, like, 8 fucking lives.
Yeah.
It's crazy, and it is just so many details.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. Sounds
really good, though. I'm excited to read it.
Oh, it's so good. And he has pictures in it. Has pictures of it from, like, when he had hair.
Yeah.
And, like, playing with Gretzky and all these different cups. And it's so awesome.
I'll have to see if it's on Audible, because
have to see. If not, then, you know, it's right here.
Yeah, then I'll borrow it. But, yeah.
10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Amazing. I think I cried at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
You did tell me about that.
Oh, it was emotional, but in the best way.
Good.
And we all know that I fucking love Mark Messier. Always have. Oh, God. It was so cool. Just, like, I knew I loved this guy.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's that. A really awkward book review.
No, that was great. I loved that.
I'm not good at recounting stuff like that, or, like, retelling stories. That's fine. So I was like, she's a little all over the place.
You did great.
Oh, thanks. You're doing great, sweetie.
You're doing great, sweetie. Oh, man. So, unfortunately, other, like, sad news was the Canucks coach getting fired. And
Bruce Boudreau.
Okay, so, like, I guess we're staying on the heavy shit.
We'll go back to light stuff in a minute, trust me. We'll end on a high note.
Oh, yeah, we'll end on a rage note.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah, bitch.
So everyone was, like, really upset about this on TikTok.
I was, too. Just generally. Hockey Twitter, ESPN, everybody's kind of fuming over it, or at least they were at the time.
Granted, I mean, it's like, you know, since we haven't done this in a while, it's been a couple weeks since this has taken place.
Yeah.
And they've got their replacement, and I mean, they've had their replacement for Boudreau. But also with that development was Bo Horvat getting signed.
He was traded. So Captain Bo Horvat was traded to the Islanders in exchange for Anthony Beauvillier, which I was shocked. Couple other players and, like, a draft pick that, like, I really don't give a shit about. But Anthony Beauvillier.
That one was heartbreaking.
Hurt me.
Yeah. That was another thing.
And that happened, like, 5 fucking minutes after I posted Barzy as our, like, smasher pass of the week. And then I got the notification. I was like, this has got to be a fucking joke.
It just, that whole, like, timeline of, like, okay, the Canucks, but Boudreau getting fired and then Horvat getting traded and, like, all this stuff. I was like, oh,
Horvat
shit.
Horvat was, I did not see coming.
TikTok,
maybe it's just me, but I did not see him leaving.
My TikTok feed was, like, every other video, it was, like, either, Boudreau, like, crying, or not crying, but just being emotional on the last, like, game.
Made me emotional.
And then the other would be, like, bromance videos between Barzal and Tino. And I was like, I don't know what I'm more heartbroken about.
Oh, my God, and what's funny is that we've already commented this season about the bromance.
I know.
Oh, I love it. We love Tito and we love Barzy, it's broken up.
A lot happened there. Granted.
And also, fuck the Canucks management.
Yeah, everyone seems so...
Sorry, not sorry. I'm going to say it. They fucked up. They fumbled.
Thank you for saying this, though, because I really felt like I was very blindsided by what happened. I didn't understand when I was seeing these videos.
It was definitely like, premeditated. They dragged him along.
Yeah.
Bruce Boudreau.
Okay.
So they dragged Canucks are not,
I mean,
they ain't doing too well.
Yeah.
I think we all know that. So that's not a surprise. But basically it felt like they were threatening Boudreau's job a long time before they actually did anything about it. They had his replacement coach picked out a week before he was let go.
Yeah.
And all of, like, the organization knowing this, the players knowing this, Boudreau himself feeling this and realizing it, but he's still being dragged on and blamed for this entire, like, hellish week that the Canucks had. Like, that's fucked up of them.
Very.
It really is. And it affected the players' ability. Some of the players were crying once the news was released. Like, that's not a way to treat your coach.
Yeah.
That's really not. And that even, I understand still, hockey's a business and it sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
That's not how you handle shit. If you're going to fire someone, do it. Don't just fucking, like, keep a replacement on hand for a week just in case.
Yeah.
Well,
it definitely seems shady.
It's very shady and it's just rude.
Yeah.
It's just rude, whether it's a business or not. That's just a shitty thing to do.
So I definitely didn't know, like, all that when I was seeing these videos. So for me, I was like, oh, like, he got fired. That sucks. And then I'm seeing all these videos and I'm like, oh, shit, like, fans are, like, pissed about this.
I was pissed about it.
I didn't realize.
I was pissed about it.
Well, I didn't even realize that he was only there for, like, a year? Year and a half-ish?
Ish.
14 months, apparently. So, like, he was really only there a little over a year. So I was like, damn, like, he's really loved by the fans.
Yeah,
really. So
the community loves him. They love his family. His wife tweeted about how wonderful Vancouver has been. And, you know, community just embraced them. And this is the way they're being treated.
I haven't heard any news since. Like, is he with any other teams now?
I haven't heard anything. So okay. I can't, like, confirm or deny.
Yeah, that's fine. I probably should have looked that up before anyways. But
yeah.
I'm curious, like, what he's up to now. Because that sucks.
It does.
To kind of just be, like, betrayed in that way.
Exactly. It really does. Like, it's just, it's not a good way to handle things if you're, like, from a management perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see from,
like, why drag someone along knowing this is what you're going to do and put them through emotional hell? Put your team through emotional hell.
And with the quotes that I read, too, from the, I think it was the GM, clearly they wanted change. And I can completely understand that.
Yeah.
But it sounded more so like they wanted just a younger team. Because, I mean, quite literally one of the quotes said that. It's like, we need younger players.
Exactly. And that, first of all, is not a coaching thing.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah.
So the fact that he is being pinned for a lot of this is definitely not...
The other,
at least in that aspect, not appropriate.
The other fact that I saw that was cool, we were talking about this before, is that 9 times out of 10, when he has coached, like, a full season for a team, they've gone to the playoffs.
Exactly.
And this is, like, one of the first times...
Yeah.
Like, 9 times out of 10. So this is 1 of 10 where that hasn't happened for him.
Well, this may be 11 now. But.
Well, yeah.
But whoopsies.
Still, I'm just like.
But also, you never know what could have happened. If you kept him on as coach, if they had kept him, he could have dragged him all the way to play. He could have turned shit around.
Yeah.
You don't know that. But now you won't because you treated him shitty also.
Yeah. Really sad.
It is. It's heartbreaking.
What do you think of Horvat being with the Isles now?
I'm shocked. Yeah. I think he's going to do great. Like, personally, he's a great, solid player.
Well, yeah, he scored in the home opener.
Exactly.
In his home debut.
I would expect nothing less.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, shocking.
They went 4-0, actually.
Of course they did.
Those against Kraken. They shut him out.
Yeah. Fuck you, Seattle.
Yeah. Shout out to those random Kraken fans that I've never met.
I know. I met them. But guess what? Seattle still sucks.
And Beniers is... I don't think Beniers is back yet. I think he's still injured.
Yeah, I think he's still injured. Beniers had to miss his first All-Star game ever.
Rip. Anyways.
Boy got his shit rocked.
Sorry, that all came off topic.
Anyways.
But
no, I think Bo Horvat's going to fit in really well in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is going to stay there for the whole eight years?
Yeah, he signed an eight-year contract. And that was only like...
A few days ago.
That happened so fast.
Big deal.
Yeah.
I think he's going to end up staying the whole 8 years unless there's some sort of injury
to
take him out. Jeez. Which I pray that there's not. Boy's got... left for him still.
Yeah, a lot of career
I think.
For
like,
sure.
Canucks were great, and he did great with them.
But I feel like he can really, really take himself to a next level with the Islanders. Dare I say?
Yeah. Like, dare I?
Dare I say?
Dare I predict?
I know. I've never been good at predictions.
Okay. But throw back to the start of our season where we were killing it on the predictions.
Unmatched.
So we'll see.
So exciting.
Now we don't know. You could be, you know.
I could be damning him.
Fucking killing it at the predictions this season.
I know. But we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Lots
it'll be a good thing to watch. There. It'll be a good thing to watch too. How the Canucks recover from this, because that's like a lot all at once.
Yeah. I mean, really.
And talking about needing younger guys, I mean, maybe it's just me, but I feel like their team is still fairly young.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Yikes.
I don't know. It all just screams shady.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know
for sure.
My heart breaks for Boudreaux.
I know, the poor guy. Poor family. I hope they do well. I hope he gets picked up by another team soon.
I do too.
He deserves to be. He's a good coach. That's just facts.
Like,
it's been proven.
Really, no one can deny that fact.
No, of course not.
And the fans' reactions to him, like on that last night, I mean, they were literally chanting mm-hmm. for him.
And it speaks a lot to his character.
A lot. Yeah, that's
as a person and as a coach, I think that's a huge deal.
Yeah. So.
Best wishes.
Yeah, best wishes to him.
Someone please hire him.
Okay, I think it's time to rage.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Let me sit up straight.
I think it's time for a Hockey Girls rant.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute since we've had one of these.
She's going to unleash.
Oh, I'm so ready. A little bit of context.
Your eyes just lit up.
Oh, literally. Fire. Literally time to rage.
Oh, love
it. So I'm scrolling through TikTok, right? A little bit of context, mm-hmm. as one does. Scrolling through TikTok. I come across this video where this girl is like, me giving side eye to the people who are wearing a random team jersey at a hockey game.
When the team is not playing.
Yeah, when the team is not playing. And I'm like, okay, I can like kind of understand that, but like why?
Like who cares?
So I being the cheap ass that I am, am sitting here and I'm like, no, like if I, granted, like I have gone to like random hockey, I've gone to UNLV, like college games. Yep. I've gone to just like, what do I want to call that? Like,
didn't you go to a Wranglers game at some point a while back?
Well, oh, that was many moons
ago.
Yeah,
but it still counts.
But, I didn't have a Knights jersey then.
Well, so that's because they didn't exist then.
No, I'm trying to say, a fundraiser. Fundraiser,
oh,
thank you.
Okay. I don't know. What the fuck are you trying to say?
I went to a fundraiser game, and obviously I didn't have a jersey from that. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I have worn very random jerseys to very random games.
I have too.
And that's been very normal.
I 1,000% have. I wore a UNLV jersey to the women's Team USA game.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching this video and I'm like, I would not spend the money on a random team if I was just going to a game, the random spectator, mm-hmm. say I'm in Nashville, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't have a Predators jersey, but I love Nashville. I do want to go to a game. Yeah. Would I wear a Nashville jersey, though, because I'm going to... No, fuck that. I'm not about to spend $130 on a jersey.
They're really expensive.
They're so expensive.
They're very expensive.
So unnecessarily expensive that I'm like, I'm not... I wouldn't even spend the money on a t-shirt, okay? And those are $40.
I know, because I got you one and you were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like... And again, this is coming from someone who regularly, her job is to sell merchandise.
Yeah.
I know how overpriced it is.
Oh,
I get the complaints. I am one of the complainers, okay? Mm-hmm. I work for the company. I get it, right? I am sitting here, I'm watching this video, and I comment, I'm like, I comment on it because I couldn't hold back. Comments, everyone was agreeing with this girl. Like, oh, yeah, like,
so
they're trying to be pick-me girls, they're trying to be different, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, you guys don't understand, you're the pick-me ones.
I even hate that phrase, stupid. But that shows you how mad we are.
Yeah, where it's like, I'm not just gonna, like, no. And I literally said, I was like, I'm not, those jerseys are expensive. I'm gonna wear that shit until the threads are literally falling out, my girl.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone was like, we'll do that, but we're still gonna be judging you. I'm like, why are my actions and what I'm wearing affecting the way that you're watching the game? And the, like, why are you not paying attention to your team? Is your team that boring? Like, so, and I said that.
And so then, in response, that. This girl hit Carson with a, hey, girly.
Oh, my God. and I got a hey, girly comment.
And that's when Carson so texted nice. Me. And I was like, oh, fuck. Here no, we go. I got to jump in.
I was laughing. And it was funny. It's
hilarious.
Can we talk about how like, are you good, shitting me? First of all, my chirp was to start. Hey, is girly. Your team so boring that you're focusing on what other people are wearing?
Literally. That was. And they were a Dallas Stars fan.
Golden.
Let's that think about
was,
that.
That was a gold, yeah, and Dallas is, granted, when I made these comments, Dallas is at the top of their,
yeah, comments. So it's like, then why so is this your like, concern, bitch? Yeah.
So I was like, clearly your team's not boring, and I know that, okay?
Exactly.
But it's just a hockey chirp, whatever. Ugh. But they all, there were so many people defending this girl. I was like, y'all can't my take God. A joke. Don't dish it if you can't take it.
That's exactly what I said. Yep. They hit Carson with a, hey, girly, I hopped on. And ooh. I pulled a hey girly out of and my fucking hey ass.
And a bud.
and a bud.
In the same was, comment.
What the fuck did I say even?
You said something like.
It was just.
Oh fuck.
I definitely said like if you can't. If you,
oh
like,
yeah. If you can't.
Don't dish it if you can't take it. Bud.
Yeah. It was golden.
And they're like, well, I'm sorry. Hey girly. I'm sorry if you're so offended. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, hey girly. Yeah. Seems like you're the one that's really fucking bothered by this now. Yeah. So don't dish it if you can't take it, bud.
What. Killed me though was after that the immediate backpedaling from all of these
all
girls.
Of them they're like it was just being a joke like,
it was just a joke or like we don't actually even care what you're wearing I'm like then don't say that you do
it's because... like even still can you not take a fucking joke and that's coming from me
homegirl can't take a joke
I cannot take
life.
A joke to save my
I
life
I joked about her breaking one of my plates she bought me four for Christmas Months later. Because she wouldn't let it go.
I can't. She can't, I can't take a joke.
And it was so funny.
It is.
And
it's funny
and
now.
And now I have a full set of plates. Yeah. So thanks. But I literally can't take a joke to save her life.
No.
And here we are being like.
Here I am telling them to take a fucking joke.
I took the joke. I got the joke. You're giving side eye to people.
We get it, but
it's
also,
a bad joke. But
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
If you can't handle someone trying to roast you right after, right. Don't say it.
Don't dish it if you can't take it. And also, like, make better jokes.
Literally, be funnier.
Be funnier? I don't know.
It's not funny to just, like, pick on other people's clothing or, like, pick on other people's, like... Like, for supporting a different team. Obviously, right. I'm going to, like, be like, oh, fuck them, whatever. But I let it go.
Yeah, like...
It's not like a side eye.
It's the
who
way...
Who the fuck says side eye? How old are you, 12?
Literally.
He's fucking idiot.
It's just the way that they'll... I could tell just from the attitude and the comments that I was like...
That, like, they meant it.
Well, yes, they meant it. But also, it's not just like, oh, we give them side eye and then we're back to watching the game. Like, no, like, they make it the whole issue,
they
the
make
whole
it a thing.
Game. And it's like, just...
You're for going, what?
Why did you buy a ticket to go to a hockey game to then judge what everyone else around you is wearing?
Yeah.
Or judge everyone Literally. Else's actions around you? Like, why? I have been in that position before mm-hmm. with people that I've gone to games with where yeah. the people around us were judging us.
Because, all the time.
All the time. And that really sucks. And that ruins the experience. The people that I went with have not been to a game since.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Because it's like...
It's hard. And it's like...
Why are we gatekeeping?
Exactly. And I've experienced that as an away fan as well.
Yeah.
Well, not even. I went to an Anaheim Ducks game technically as a Ducks fan. And I sat
you just
there
were
getting,
a girl. Yeah.
I was just a girl. And I just sat there being roasted for it for no fucking reason.
And not roasted for it. Bullied.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
straight
it
up.
Wasn't, like, if it were actual funny jokes, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you were getting roasted.
Then you
roasted
could give it right back.
Get, yeah.
But also, I couldn't give it right back because it was actually rude.
Yeah.
And it was only me there, and I was just trying to have a good time. So it's like, that. It was that kind of energy. It was the whole side eye. It was the energy.
Stop thinking that you're better than other people because you have a jersey from all of your favorite fucking teams.
We're literally not. Can, like, honey girl, we're all at the same game.
Yeah. Like, just stop thinking that you're better than somebody else because of what you're wearing or whatever. It doesn't make you a better fan. In fact, it actually makes you very embarrassing and very pick-me. And you, them saying, like, oh, they're just trying to get the players on the ice to notice them because they look different. They look like they don't care. It's like that whole, like,
Wattpad,
like, reading at a concert and the girl, like,
just
gets noticed
by
the... Yeah, but it's like, Okay, obviously that's...
Dude, people have said that shit about me just for looking the way I do. Are you kidding? Shut the fuck up.
Even if that was the reason why they're doing it, why do you care?
Who cares? Are you mad that, like, you're not going to get noticed by a guy? Yeah. Are you sitting further away and they're just closer? Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, get better tickets.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Do better?
Like, why are you so mad? Are they sitting closer? Are they, like... making eyes at your favorite player. Like,
right.
Did they make a sign for your favorite player? And you're just offended because their sign got noticed and you're just like, why?
They got put on the Jumbotron.
Why?
Didn't boohoo.
Why does it matter? I got fist bumped by Zegras on the glass, like, at my sign. Mm-hmm. And I got called a bunny for it. Why is that energy? It's like, why does it fucking matter? Yeah.
Exactly.
Why? And it doesn't.
That was the whole point I was making with my comments. I was like, why does it matter? Like, why are we letting other people's actions around us affect us? Like, just don't.
And it sucks. Like, dude, even, like,
it's 2023. Why are we judging? Why?
Yeah. And it's not even, like, it happened in, like, our favorite team's arena as well for me. Yeah. I was in the nosebleeds, and I was just having a good time. I was screaming. I was jumping around. Like, so exciting. And, like, some damn tourist in front of me turns around and starts screaming at me.
Yeah.
Because apparently, like, a drop of beer came out of my cup. And it hit him or something, and he threw a fucking fit. I literally started crying.
Yeah.
It ruined my fucking night.
No, and...
Yeah. Like, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it's for. It's like, even as a home fan, I couldn't enjoy that game because someone just decided to be an asshole.
Yep.
Like, why? There's no reason. Whether it's about clothes, your attitude, your excitement, the way you look, it doesn't matter. Don't be a dick.
Literally.
Chirps and being, like, bullying are two very different things. You're talking to the girls who literally sat here and... like, chirped the fuck out of, like, five grown-ass men.
Oh, yeah.
In public. And they were so cool about it.
Our entire
section was amused.
They, after the game, fist-bumped us. And, we took, I'm pretty sure we took a picture with them.
Maybe.
Or we tried.
Maybe.
And they literally all were so cool.
They thought
cool.
It was hilarious. They thought we were funny.
The best chirp of the night, frankly.
Oh, my God. I will never forget it.
You're last in the league. It was so golden.
Have we told this story in here? We have, haven't we?
Plenty of times.
It's so great. Full-chested told them to sit the fuck down.
It was so perfectly timed and actually good-humored that it was funny.
It's hilarious.
And they knew it.
And it was factual. So it was hilarious. Right. And they knew that, too.
So,
they can respect it. Because it was a solid-ass chirp.
The way that, like, this whole... video was made. I'm like,
it was just bad energy the entire time.
Yeah, like, don't.
It's like this kind of attitude is the reason why people don't have fun at hockey games.
And it's why, like, probably that the fan base hasn't been growing in the way that people, like, want it to.
Exactly. Like, you want more women in hockey? You want more women in sports? Then don't act like this.
Be a fucking girl's girl.
Exactly.
That's it. Like,
it's not even that hard.
It's really
even
not
if
that
you
hard.
Don't like them, just like, damn, like, cool jersey.
It really made so this girl's sitting there, and I'm like, okay, so you're clearly judging the people that are showing up in a random jersey. Cool, got it, whatever. If that's your thing,
mm-hmm.
Good for you, I guess.
Yeah.
What are you? Are you judging the Wags too? Like, who are showing up in no jersey, showing up dressed to the nines, looking fly as hell?
Who fucking cares?
They're actually married to the guys. Like, are you judging them?
And if you are, is it out
Fuck
of jealousy?
You?
Like,
yeah.
Why?
Like, clearly it's like
get to the root
of your issue. Like, why are you
figure your
why
shit
are
out.
You judging so harshly about such an insignificant thing? It's a hockey game, and it's what's like. Why does it matter?
It's just so stupid.
Focus on yourself. You came to watch.
Focus
hockey.
On the game.
Focus on the game. Just watch the hockey.
Exactly. Maybe if you watched the game, you would come up with better chirps instead of sitting here judging people's outfits for no fucking reason.
For no reason.
I was like, wow, the only good part of your team is literally on the bench right now. Like, boy's benched and he's injured. Like, what is your fucking... Like, you have no room to talk.
None.
And she's over here all offended. I'm like, it's true.
And
you
like
can't
said,
get mad at that. It's a fact.
The immediate,
suck it up.
The immediate backpedaling was so funny to me. She's like, I actually don't care what people think. It was just a joke, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
and then
no,
them stalking our TikToks.
Did. Oh, my God. I turned that view profile notification thing on months ago, forgot about it. And then I saw that, like, three of them checked my profile.
I
was like,
I love having it on.
I had gone to, I think, one of theirs, but I was like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then, but I saw, like, they all went to mine, and I was like, This is so funny.
You're like, ooh.
It made me giggle. Anyway, yeah. It was just the way that our chirps were actually funny in the comments, and theirs were like...
It's just also,
you guys just can't take a joke. I'm like, no, we're literally joking with you, and y'all don't get it.
Exactly. Like, it's like, okay, so what's the problem here? Why are you side-eyeing? Like, what's the tea? Right. And they're like, oh my God, well, I can't believe you're so offended. It's like, bud, you're the one that's bothered now.
My favorite.
Honey girl, too, no.
Was one of our favorite hockey content creators liking our comments.
Oh, hell yeah.
And viewing our profiles. I was like, stop it.
I was like, oh my God.
Right now, Annie. Yes. Annie.
Love her.
Icon.
She gets it.
And granted, like, sometimes her videos, too, like, in the past, like, some of them, I've been like, ugh, girly, like, I hate this. But
also, like, she gets it.
She gets it.
She's a girl's
lot,
girl.
A lot of her content, I'm like, you're right.
She's a hockey girl.
Speaking of, which is kind of what I want to segue into.
Oh, like, what are we segueing into?
I wrote this down. Like,
I saw you writing. I'm like, yes. Ooh, what is it?
Okay, very last thing is I want to play a game. And it's because she just did this on her TikTok.
Oh my God, I'm excited. It
was hysterical.
Okay.
Well, actually, she stole it from a, or not stole it. She stitched it from a different hockey content creator. Uh-huh. And I don't remember his name, but shout out to him because I thought this was great. So the question. If you were in the NHL,
okay, self,
you know,
done.
You're a man.
Done. No, I'm just kidding.
You're a woman in sports, right? What would be the teams?
I am a woman in STEM.
Thank you. What would be the teams on your no trade clause?
Oh shit!
I know.
San Jose.
Oh, 100%.
That one's fucking obvious. What was funny is
this girl had Vegas on hers.
And
I was
no.
like, Penny. But she was like, I can only handle, and she had a valid reason. She was like, I can only handle Vegas in like a 3-day dose.
You know what? And that's fair. But yeah. That's also, it's like, there's a local side.
There is. That's,
you know, maybe there if you experience is. That, it'll be a little more bearable.
But, okay, but, so I am curious.
Definitely San Jose. Oh, yeah. God, let me think.
That would be mine, too. San Jose, I think definitely Arizona. I could not do Arizona again. I just can't. I've lived there. I can't do it again.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it.
See, and that makes sense.
I fucking hate it.
I'm going to say Toronto.
That also was going to be on mine.
Toronto's on mine.
So what would be your third?
San Jose and Toronto. Lightning.
Oh, okay. I think I would be okay with Lightning.
I don't know. I think I'd be okay with Panthers, not Lightning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think those are my three.
Top three.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think, like, if I would add any others. Probably the other one I can think of would be the Canucks.
At least now.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. No, damn. Even before. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, poor Quinn Hughes.
Honestly,
either Quinn just wants to be your teammate.
I know. Sorry, Quinn. If you want to get traded to any other team that I'm on, I will accept you.
Oh, wait. Can I add a number 4?
You can. Great. She added 10. She Great. Had 10 teams damn. On her clause. I was like, damn, girl.
Jersey.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. And for obviously. Me, I was too. I was
Jersey.
Like, I know Jersey's on here.
Trash.
I know. I'm trying to... I think that would be it. She added Kraken, too. I think I would be okay getting, if I got traded.
It wouldn't be the end of the world.
I love this hypothetical. Like, if I got traded. And I got traded to Kraken, I think I'd be okay.
You'd have Jordan Eberle and Maddie Beniers. You'd be fine.
I'd be
golden. You'd be thriving.
But I don't know if I would be able to handle all the rain. So, like,
My number 5 would be the Habs.
Okay, thank you for saying that, because I was going to, but I didn't know if we were going further than 3, so I was like, leave it at that.
Well, I was going to do 3, but then I thought more about it. I was like, wait, there's more to this list.
There's more, I know. I'd be okay with, would I be okay with Dallas? I don't know.
They're the it's cheerleaders.
So
they're pretty dope.
That's what we're basing this off of?
Right now, yeah. If you're a dude in the NHL... Are you telling me you would put a no trade clause where the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are?
Oh, you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
Think about it.
Girl, I thought you were talking about the Dallas Stars having cheerleaders too. I was like, no. Well, so does Vegas.
Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Okay. So that.
Come on.
So that's you're okay getting traded to Dallas. Right on.
Always wanted to be a DCC. Ooh. Okay.
Slay.
Anyways, but no, really, think about it. Oh, you're Columbus. Dude, come on.
I could not do Columbus.
Oh, ooh, true.
I could not. We're not trading me to Columbus.
Sorry, Trent.
Sorry, bestie. Sorry, bestie, but no. Nope, couldn't do it.
That's so funny.
I don't think I could do Philadelphia either.
Just because it's gotten so dangerous.
I don't like the vibes.
It's just gotten so dangerous. Gritty's a fucking threat.
See, if Gritty was on any other
team... Damn, maybe I could fill out a whole 10
I know, list. I'm saying.
Damn, it gets intense in here.
I just don't like the fan base vibe.
Yeah, no. I've never really had good interactions with Flyer Philly fans.
No. Pittsburgh would be okay. Bruins would be okay.
Capitals, nope.
That's a hard no, and I can't believe I
me too. The way that How did we miss that?
Because I choose to forget that they exist.
Honestly, you have to.
I didn't say Toronto. Would I be okay with Toronto?
I wouldn't. I hate Austin Matthews too much. I made a comment about his forehead at work the other day, and my coworker was like, I have the same size forehead. I was like, no, you don't.
No.
No, you don't. He's like, I do. I just have more hair. I was like, okay, you're wrong, but okay.
I feel guilty about those comments sometimes.
You know, my body really shaming. No, the only reason I don't is because he hatfishes like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He will wear a hat until, like, he dies. Like, he will milk that for all it's worth.
That's fair.
He hatfishes like nobody's business.
See... Here's the problem. They've got Matthews.
But they also have Marner.
They also have Marner.
God, I love Marner.
I know.
Mitchell.
Mitchell. What an icon.
Mitch Marner.
Damn. Colorado.
Ew.
Would I?
I know. Would cause so many problems in Colorado that they would trade me again immediately.
Yeah. You wouldn't.
I would not hold
that's
back.
That's for sure on your no trade.
The only good part of that team is Kale McCarr and the Swedish Dilf. That's it.
Yeah. That's just a hard no.
It's a hard no.
For sure.
I'd be down with the Blues. I'd be down with Smashville. Canes, I'm not terribly mad about.
And Annie put Smashville on her thing, too. She was like, I would be
drunk. Well, I mean, I call them Trashville, but with good reason.
But are you kidding me? Like, hello, Wayne D is there. Our old...
Yeah, not ours.
Sorry, Vegas is an old announcer.
Yep.
So, love him. Plus, Broadway's right there.
True.
So, like...
Danger zone.
Danger zone. But, like, the most fun.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
For sure, best... No. Mm-hmm. Hands down, would get traded there. Blues? You would go to the Blues?
I'd be fine with it.
That sounds cold.
I lived in New York.
I know, but... I don't know.
That's fine. I'd be so down with either New York team.
I would take New York over.
I would definitely take Rangers over the Islanders, but...
Yeah.
I would do either.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about the Jets. What the fuck am I missing?
The way that I forgot about the Jets.
I'm like, what all Canadian teams are there? I know there's more.
Well, and the Canes. The Flames. I would be very much okay with the Canes.
Canes would be fine.
Canes do
very
well.
They'd be harmless.
Flames I would be okay with. I think that's the only Canada team that I'd be okay with.
You don't want the Jets?
No.
Okay, fair.
I mean, shout out to Schmidt, but...
I know. Oh, I miss him.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, Buffalo. That's who you're missing.
I'd be down with Buffalo.
Yeah, you. Of course you would.
Well, it's fine. Yeah, of course I would.
Of course you would.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Although, Colin Miller apparently is down plays for Dallas. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He got traded, and I completely missed it. I don't know. Maybe I did. Someone else said that to me in person, and I was like, you're shitting me. Like, I had no idea.
I thought we already talked about that, but maybe not.
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying to think of who else. Who am I missing?
Ducks.
Oh, okay, but they wouldn't be on my no trade. That's
no,
for sure.
Of course not.
Have we gone through all the teams already?
I don't know.
Have we? Ottawa.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot about them. No. Yeah, that's a no.
Something about them just screams no.
Yeah. Okay, we got...
Maybe it's the middle child energy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, now I think that was... Oh, Minnesota. We forgot about her.
Ooh, no.
And Edmonton. The way that we thought we were done with the Canadian
teams. I didn't think I was done. I was just like, dude, I don't like Canada. Whatever.
That's a no on both of those. Minnesota's way too cold for me.
Minnesota's a no. Oilers are no. Senators are no.
Oh, Chicago's definitely...
Chicago doesn't exist.
This is a lot of teams on our no trade.
Contract is thick.
Yeah, like, damn. Suddenly we're...
I don't blame Daddy for having so many fucking teams all of a sudden.
Yeah, suddenly I'm like, oh, 10 actually wasn't that hard to, like, get to.
Maybe, you know what? We'll make that TikTok next. Can I just say real quick shout out for our TikTok?
I know.
Our last video hit over 2,000 views.
Hell yeah.
I'm so proud of us.
Proud of us.
We got, like, zero fucking followers. But still.
That's okay.
over 2,000 people looked at it. That's fun.
Thank you for indulging me in this game that I
it was very fun.
Came up with right on the spot.
Honestly, I like it.
And, like I said,
very honest.
Shout out. Yeah. Shout out to the hockey TikTok content creators for coming up with that one, because I thought that was very funny. We should put that on our Instagram tomorrow.
Our TikTok.
Yeah, that too.
All the socials.
Yeah. Well, just for, like, people to, like, yeah. I want to hear everyone else's opinions on that. Like, where would they yes. not want to be traded to? What's on their no trade?
Oh, my God. Red Wings. What is it with me in Detroit?
Wait, I forgot about it. I literally was just looking at the teams. The whole list is right in front of me, and wow. I forgot about Detroit. Sorry, Detroit.
We're still missing some, I guarantee it.
No.
Are we sure about
Philly?
That? Kings? No.
Oh.
Kings right now?
Forgot about the Kings. Well, we started out with San Jose, so I felt like LA was kind of right there with it.
Yeah,
like,
honestly.
That was an immediate
one
no.
of the same.
That's it now. LA and Detroit were the last two.
Confirmed. I'm so, Dylan Larkin, I'm so sorry.
Confirmed with our list.
I'm so sorry. That's it.
But I'm curious. I want to hear what everyone else has to say about that, where they would not want
but
to be.
But I
want to
hear,
too.
Like, reasons. Like, I want it to be the most minuscule, like non-important reasons.
No, I know. Like, Annie's literally was like, she said, she was like, I would be spending too much time getting drunk on Broadway. I couldn't go to Nashville. I was
fair,
like,
fair enough,
Annie. I was like, that's totally fair.
I love it.
Yeah. And the
I love
other teams she had, like, real reasons for. Like, Canucks were on there. She said for the Blue Jackets, she was like, I'm too easily jumpy, so that cannon is a hard no.
Dude, Johnny Hockey like, used to be like that, too. And yeah. then now he plays for them, and it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. That yep. was the game.
You know what?
Thank
fuck
you.
That cannon.
That
yeah.
we came up with right on the spot. So, thank you.
That was fun.
Until
I
next
love
time.
Our stupid reasoning.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
We did it.
Oh, my God. Happy 1 year.
Happy 1 year.
Happy
and we ended on a game. I love that. And a rant. A game and a rant. A rage rant.
Oh,
love
just
it.
Just so on brand.
Hockey girls fashion.
Oh, we're back.
I love it. Well, until
hopefully
next
now that, you time. Know, neither of us are as busy, we'll yeah. be in person more.
I know.
I hope so.
See you on Monday yep. for batch night and
honest to
girls.
God, yes.
yeah.
Batch nights are back.
That'll work.
Which means that is our designated TikTok time.
I think that'll work.
It should work. Are yeah. you working?
Well, I am, but I'm done at like 4. So,
okay.
Anyways,
okay,
see
great.
You next week.
Okay, perfect.
Oh
my gosh.
All right, well,
wow. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
It's been 1 year. I'm like so emotional. People are actually listening to
yeah,
us. Holy shit.
Still a year later, like, shout out to y'all. We love you and thank you. And make sure to the rest of y'all that you're following us on social media.
God, we're old.
Sorry. Yeah. Not me, literally sounding like a grandma. Wearing my
1 year and we're ready to retire.
Knit sweater right now. Yeah.
Really
okay,
are.
Anyways. socials, hit us with it.
Follow us. We are at @_hockeygirls on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We also have a YouTube. Nothing's been on there in the hot minute, but
yeah.
you know, now that we're both working less, we're gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
cool.
Our podcast can be found on obviously Spotify, Apple Podcast. Amazon Music, thank you, and Audible.
There it is. yeah. There it is. And lastly, as a so-friendly reminder.
Always
this
reminder.
This podcast is not affiliated with any AHL or NHL organizations.
Or any hockey organization. Yeah. Like OHL, any of those. There's others.
Like Quebec, maybe.
yeah, I don't know. There's others. I feel I need to say that. Like any.
Why does that just remind? I need to put that clip of Whitney in the fucking sandbagger. Just like worst putter in the league. Which league? NHL, AHL, OHL, WHL.
Yeah. Quebec.
It's just he's going like no, it's so
that's
funny.
Me. That's me. That's me whenever we do this.
That's us.
Now yeah.
that we have to do this.
yeah.
God, that's good.
Thank you again for listening. And until next time.
Bye.
Bye.